Blog Talk Radio.
Here I am.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks are for Allah, God, Lord, and creator of all mankind and jinn and everything in existence. Good evening, everyone. How are you? I give my salam, peace to you all. And I thank you for joining us tonight. Point of Impact podcast. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little weary tonight. I've had a long day, but we here. We're going to rock on, and we're going to do what we do. As some of you know, we are live right now on Facebook. I was contending with myself on whether I wanted to go live on Facebook today because I'm a little under the weather, a little tired, and Allah keep me safe and healed. But you know, we got a lot going on, and today we're having a wonderful guest by the name of Shaquille Ali. I cannot wait for you guys to meet this wonderful brother, and hear his story, and just you know, meet a man who has really been eager and hard at work assisting the betterment of our community and those who, have been in unfortunate situations of being incarcerated. And, just to talk to this young man and hear his story and let him share with us some of his knowledge and his wisdom, inshallah, be it the will of God. But, how is everyone doing tonight? Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful for those who are joining. Please, if you're on Facebook and you want to hear the totality of the interview, you have to call in to 563-999-3718. That's 563-999-3718. Okay? So call in so you can hear the interview and the interviewer and the interviewee, and hear the total conversation, and not just hear me on the Facebook page, okay? So you give us a call and come on and check us out, you know, and hear what we're talking about tonight. Listen, man, there's a lot of things going on in the world today. There's COVID. There's a lot of issues of people losing their jobs, losing their homes because of them getting sick and things of that nature. And I just want to, tell you that you are people who are strong, resilient, and you're very, 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 very confident people. And the key to all success is consistency. So even though you may meet some bumps in the road, even though you may meet some obstacles, excuse me, even though you may meet some trials, do not surrender. You know, keep your focus, keep your head up, and proceed towards that path that you're striving towards. Yeah, I got to get a drink of water. My throat is getting a little dry here, you know. Excuse me, spilt water on me while I'm making a mess here. Well, as you see here on, this is a direct talk podcast. There's no formatted agenda and all of this, to no gimmicks. Trying to pull you in. It's straight talk and, direct talk about the issues going on in our society, within our families, within our community, pertaining to a lot of things that are happening in our community that has been happening for years. You know, it's just now with the social network, we're able to commune with one another and we can get the real truth about matters. And that's what we do here on Point of Impact. Point of Impact podcast. And I want to, you know, listen, you guys, Point of Impact, the book is also available at Lulu.com. Point of Impact, the book is available at Lulu.com. Man, where to support at, man? Y'all go get this book, man. Because believe me when I tell you, there is definitely some enlightenment, some knowledge, some wisdom, and truly understanding being revealed in this book. So, you know, go out, get the book, Point of Impact, authored by me, yourself, truly, Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Minhaj Malai, you know what I'm saying? For those who know me as D-Hans, you know, from back in the day. Yeah, man, y'all go support the book, man. Support, you know, what we striving to do out here in the community. You know what I mean? So get out, get your copy. It's on Lulu.com. You know, you can go on to the Facebook page, and you can also find, you know, here, you know, you can find the link on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page. So tap in and get on my Facebook page, you know, if you have any problems finding, okay? You know, like I was saying, though, there's plenty of people, man, that are going through some struggles right now with the COVID. And listen, hey, you know, believe it or not, it's a serious issue. Assalamu alaikum to Sister Asia, who just tuned in on Facebook. You know, like I said, it's a serious issue. Please be careful. Wear your mask, whether you got the vaccination shot or you didn't get the vaccination shot. You know, wear your mask because along with the weather, casting flu, and then you got the COVID, you know, we all are at risk. And I just want everybody to try to protect themselves and do all you can to keep yourself, you know, safeguarded and protected, all right? So, you know, do what you can. You know, it's sad that humanity is striving to destroy humanity. Feel me? That's what this is all about. Personally, I don't, you know, this is not no natural, I don't see this as a natural dilemma. I see this as something which is created by the people, you know, who govern our society. And this is what I believe, you know what I mean? This is not something that, you know, just came about through some natural occurrence. Nah, this is something that man created in order to bring about trial and turmoil and disruption in society, and that's exactly what they're doing. So I encourage you to please take care of yourself. You know, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. I love you, baby. To my wife, Tina, please get better. Please do what you have to do to as I advise you, to treat yourself, babe. All right? And like I explained to you, you know, listen, man, you know, this is affecting everybody personally and directly, you know what I'm saying, immediately. However you want to, you know, put it out there, it's affecting everybody. So, like, we got to take charge, man, and we got to start, you know, governing this situation so that we can get better, you know, so that we and our families can get better, so that people can take care of themselves and not be, you know, subjected to these harms. And, you know, hey, man, you know, take care of yourself, take care of your family, you know, and do what y'all got to do. You know, like I said, man, you know, protect yourself, protect your family, and just be cautious. You know, don't give in to, you know, your intellect of thinking that everything is safe and secure just because you got a vaccination shot. It's not. It's not. And don't let nobody fool you by telling you that. Okay? So, you know, protect yourself, protect your family, protect your community, you know, and inshallah we will, you know, defeat this this disease that's going around killing people, hospitalizing people. I wanna give love to my man Kermit and his family. Get well soon, Kermit. We miss you. We love you. And you know that we're praying for you, brother. Alhamdulillah. And I just want to, you know, say that to everyone. And I feel myself even right now. I don't know, you know, what's going on. Like, even right now, you see, I have, you know, I'm going to go right now. And once I leave you all, and I'm going to run and get me some ginger, some lemons, and I'm going to make me some pot of tea, and I'm going to drink it all night tonight. You better believe it. You better believe it, man. You know, you better believe it, man. You know, because I can't afford to be down. I got too much to do for too many people that I'm responsible for that's dependent on me. So I got to get up. I got to get up and take care of this. It's cold out here tonight. Please be warm when you're going out there, people. Please dress warm. I'm out in Virginia. It's 34 degrees out here in Virginia. So I know what it's like in Paterson, New Jersey, in New York, in Chicago, up in Wisconsin, Green Bay. Like, yo, it's biting out here today. You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm getting ready to turn my car on because I'm in the car with this interview today. Yeah, that's what I had to pull over. You know, cause I was handling my business. So I had to pull over and doing the podcast today. So, you know what I mean? Hello? Is everybody there? Hello? Is everybody there? Hello? Okay. Yeah, matter of fact, I'm going to have to keep my car cut off. I don't know how it would sound me talking through the Bluetooth. I don't think it would generate. Jay Shaw, how would we do technology wise through the Bluetooth? You think it'll be over?
No, I hear a lot of noises now.
Yeah, I hear a lot of echo too. Wow, okay. I'm not in the car is off. We having some technical difficulty right now. Hold on. I'm going to turn
minute,
on the video.
Wait a minute. Let me see something. Let me turn something. I think I say something.
Yeah, 1-2, 1-2.
No, I can hear you good
one,
now.
1-2. Okay, okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to sit here in the cold. It's cold out here in the car.
Try with the Bluetooth again.
Let's see. Let's see how it works. See if it'll work with the Bluetooth. Yeah. Y'all live with us. You see, that's what I like doing. This is that direct talk. That's why we telling y'all. And we doing it live. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is it clear? Is it clear?
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. I just want our guests to be able to hear me good. And can y'all on Facebook hear me good? Can y'all hear me good on Facebook? Somebody send me a comment and let me know that we on. You can hear me good on Facebook.
Just speak loud. Loud like into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, because my voice is getting raspy here. I'm kind of losing my voice. I don't know why, but I'm losing my voice all of a sudden. You know, I don't know if it's the weather or what, but all of a sudden, my voice, like I said, I just started. All of a sudden, I'm feeling under the weather here. You know, I'm feeling a little under the weather all of a sudden. You know, but we got to do what we got to do, and we got to hang in there and stand strong, all right? Okay. Okay, baby, thank you. Tina, can you post up the number for people to call in on Facebook, okay, so that they know to call in? Can you do that for me, man? All right. You know? But, yeah, man, we got to definitely take care of each other out here. Because this is serious times. These are serious times. I don't know, there's a brother who passed away named Divine from Paterson, New Jersey. You know, me, you know, his family, you know, receive our condolences.
and I hope everything, you know, family is good, you know. Losing a loved one is always tough for everybody, you know. It's tough for everybody. Trust me when I tell you. Excuse me. It's tough for everybody. And, you know, it's not, I hate to see people, especially with this COVID thing. It's been, thank you, babe. Thank you so much. It's been tough for people, you know. Please put up there, baby, that they're calling into the podcast because, you know, let them know what that number is for. That is Point of Impact Podcast. That's the number. It's for Point of Impact Podcast. So call in at 563-999-3718, and you will be on the show. And if you press 1, you'll be able to talk and even, you know, shoot some remarks or comments or anything that you like to share with us. Please feel free to do so. Listen, we're going to do something tonight called, you know what I'm saying, Free Your Thoughts. Okay? Free Your Thoughts. So tonight, thank you, babe. Thank you. So tonight, if you want to free your thoughts closing, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are pertaining to any issue or any thing that you feel is going on that you want to talk about. Free your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And let us know what it is. Okay? And let us know what it is. So we'll do that before we end tonight's broadcast. You know, just hang in there with us. We got a few minutes before Mr. Shaquille Ali joins us. He should be calling in about 3 minutes, I think. So, you know, please stay tuned. Join in. And like I said, you know, anybody who's going through any type of trials, I want to tell you, there are some remedies, too, that really helps. Getting that ginger and slicing the ginger up in a pot, slicing up some lemon in a pot, slicing up some orange slices. Excuse me. And you might even want to put some grapefruit peelings in there. You know, listen to me. This stuff works. And you brew it in a pot, put your towel over your head, and breathe in the steam, breathe in the citrus, okay? And when you drink the tea, make sure to drink it, but eat the lemon peelings. Eat the lemon rinds and the lemon peelings, okay? And trust me, it will help you a lot. People get out, get something for, you know, to protect your immune system, to help build your immune system, like get some black seed tea bags, you know, to help build your immune system. And listen, man, these are things that you have to do right now. Don't get lazy. Don't get comfortable. You know, get out. Don't get yourself caught up just because you got the vaccine, if you have the vaccine or whatever. If you had the vaccination shot, that's cool. But, hey, there are plenty of people who are getting sick even though they have the vaccination shot. So, you know, you got to do this the right way, people. You got to take care of yourself and do the best you can to stay healthy, okay? Please, I'm begging you to do the right thing. Wear your mask when you're going about, especially if you're in populated areas, or even if you're not. Just wear your mask. And excuse me, but suddenly I got in the car. And I instantly just, like, I'm losing my voice now. I'm losing my voice. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to proceed from here, and I'm going to go to the rest, supermarket. We have food line out here. Go to the food line, and I'm going to, inshallah, I'm going to attempt to get me some ginger, some lemon, and some oranges, slice them up, and I'm going to brew me up something real good to hopefully take care of this, you know. Hopefully take care of this because, you know, there's something going on right now. from the left. Okay, y'all, looks like our guest has arrived. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well. Can you hear me, Shaquille?
Yes, indeed. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah. I would like to thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our guest has arrived. His name is Shaquille Ali. Bro, how have you been, huh?
Man, I have absolutely no complaints whatsoever.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. And there ain't no need of complaining. If you ain't complaining to the right person, if you ain't complaining to Allah, you ain't complaining to the right people. So ain't no need of doing that. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
So, hey, listen, you want to tell the people who you are and what exactly, you know, do you do? And, you know, what have you been doing with your time? Like, I know you. You're dear to me. You know, you're a beautiful brother. But you want to tell them to share with the people who you are?
Well, I will. Again, my name is Shaquille. I had the experience of being incarcerated for over 20 years. Is where I met you and a lot of my dear friends and comrades and my companions. I did a total of 24 years in prison. I've been home now. Next month will be 4 years on February the 8th. Since I've been home, alhamdulillah. Since I've been home, I've just been trying to be a public servant. Been trying to help those that I left behind. Trying to address some of the needs that I think we need to address in our communities, such as mass incarceration. I'm trying to assist the grassroots organizations here who are striving to bring parole back. I'm trying to reduce poverty in our communities, trying to bring a vision to the people, to bring power back to the people, trying to reduce jail and prison recidivism, and also that comes with improving public safety. Altogether, I always make a statement that what we should do is that we should be out here working towards giving the streets its rights back, because the rights of the people has been taken away. So I stay busy. I work day in and day out, trying to help brothers and sisters, as I said, that's incarcerated. And also I do a little public speaking from time to time. Yes.
So now let me just say with the people, Shaquille Ali was very instrumental. He was actually the person who was absolutely instrumental in connecting me with Joe Marcy, the senator out here, who spearheaded my release to the governor Northern. Can you tell everybody and share with everybody, like, what was, you know, how did you get the wheels turning for me? And what was what was the thing that you activated and you put in place that really helped me to get, you know, to get the wheels turning after all them years that I have been fighting? What did you, you know, can you share with us, like, what did you put in place, brother?
Well, first and foremost, like I always tell people, I take no credit for anybody's release. I was just a vessel that happened to be there that the people could use. Allah brings people into our lives for a reason. And 20 years ago, I ended up meeting you, not knowing
that
20 years later I might be in a position to help you. So
this is
why, you know, I believe relationships are so important. My relationship with Mr. Morrissey came through the job I had working for a company called Nexus that Joe Morrissey and the guy who owned the company in which I worked for, they were close companions to one another. And so I kind of like was the middleman between Mr. Morrissey and Mr. Mike Donovan. And so at the time that your family was trying to get in touch with Mr. Morrissey, then it wasn't a real big issue because me and Mr. Morrissey had spoken on the phone before. We went to lunch together. And so when I called him up and told him that I have a family that needs to see him, he just told me to bring your family by. We came by. spoke with Mr. Morrissey concerning your release. He said he will assist in your release. And here you are, interviewing me.
Yeah, I'm the love. I guess it was that simple, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Putting the pieces in the puzzle to make that happen, you know, we plan, but it's truly a lot of the best of planners because, man, I'm telling you, it was a hardship. But, you know, the great thing that I learned from brothers like yourself, you know, me and you, yeah, we were together. But you was a leader for me, and I was also your comrade. I was your companion, you know, in this system. We weren't just friends. We're brothers in faith. And can you share with the people, like, you were a leader in prison. What impact did you intend to bring about through your leadership when you were in the prison system in the city?
Ask that question again, Aki.
I said, you were a leader in the prison system. When I met you, you were a leader.
Yeah.
I was under your leadership. You know, what impact did you intend to bring about through your leadership while you was in prison?
Oh, okay.
Because now you're still impacting people's lives with your leadership ability. So what did you intend, and did you ever see yourself doing the work that you're doing now?
No, I did not. Just want to remind the people who are listening to what you just said about how we have a plan for our own life, but God also has a plan for our lives. And
that's
God
right.
is the best of, and God is the best of planners.
Yes,
I think
sir.
That how you know when a person is a good leader is that they produce leaders. And so
what I
wanted to do when I was a leader in prison, I also wanted to produce leaders.
That's right.
Even out here in society, those individuals that I work with, I want them to also be leaders first and foremost of themselves, and then I want them to also be leaders in their families and then leaders in their communities. And so
this is
what we have to produce, because leadership is lacking in our community. And probably number one reason that leadership is lacking in our community just because we are being led by those individuals who don't have the best interest of the people at heart. My impact is always to be a servant of the people. The people
right.
have to come first. And our children
that's right.
definitely have to be first and foremost, because when it comes to the Black collective, we have to find
right.
ways to surround our children and our young people with sufficient emotional support, warmth, encouragement, and constructive
right.
activity. So I believe
that's
that when
right.
this is done, our children will not have to go through abuse. You know, they won't have that act of self-reproduction, babies having babies
right.
is what we call it. They would be mature enough to the point that they can eventually be able to dignify the birth of every Black child and lead those children toward a full development. And so I think that, you know, if Black people want to really, really, really commit themselves to us collectively, then they must surround our children with this love and affection.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I'm a shaheed to that, brother, because even though I'm a little older than you, you know what I'm saying, I could recall
yes.
how we always, you know, one of the things I always learned and I observed about good leadership is that a good leader, he knows how to incorporate those around him so that their leadership ability, you know, also it proceeds. And you always was a brother that, you know, we was pretty close. You know, we were always close. You were a brother that created a close atmosphere when you led the community. As a khatib, for some people who don't know, it's a leader of faith in the religion, in the prison system. Now that you are home, right, what most important do you think that is needed to impact young men from falling into what we fell into?
Truth. I think the most important thing is truth. How people are lied to every day. We're told lies. We were raised upon lies. We were fed lies. What happens is that we continue to spread these lies and tell these lies to our children, because we don't want to be truthful with them, because we believe that the truth is going to hurt them, and we are afraid to just be truthful with our children. Because we are not truthful with ourselves. Our children never have knowledge of themselves, because they're always lied to. And then there's an outside force who is demeaning them. They've been brutalized, they've been victimized, they've been marginalized, demonized, demoralized, you know, they've been discriminated against. They've been humiliated. They've been beat down. They've been dragged down. They've been held down. If you look at the foot upon our chest, right? So we look at those knees and our necks, as we say. And all of us in the hood want the same thing. You know, we want a way out.
That's right.
And so when we don't find that way out, then we resort to means and ways that are destructive to ourselves and destructive to our communities. So when you see guys like us now in the community, and we say, you often hear one of us say, you know, these kids are out of control, you know, what's wrong with them? The same thing that was wrong with us when we were kids. You know, there's a reason why we spent 20, 25, 30 years in prison. And so
it's a cycle. Right.
So the same thing that's wrong with them, are the same thing that was wrong with us. And I believe that we are the ones that can bridge that gap, that can bring and give the kids truth, whether they like it, whether they not, whether they accept it, whether they reject it, that we have to give it to them, though. That's our goal.
Yes.
And that's our mission, you know, and we have to stop letting other people raise our children.
That's right. You know, it's ironic that you say that, because one of the things that I constantly promote is truth kicks the brains out of falsehood. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, you hit it right on the head. So what are some of the truths? Can you give us an example of what you may mean by, for those listeners who may not really understand what it is that you're directly talking about when you say truth?
Truth. Truth is that in this country that we call the United States of America, black people were brought over here as slaves to work, to build this nation. And although that chattel slavery ended a little bit over 400 years ago, we have been deceived into believing that we are free.
Yes, sir.
I was watching a movie one time, and the slave master told a black slave that black women give birth to slaves, and white women give birth to freedom.
Wow.
And when you look at our communities, this is what we are doing, this is what we have done, and this is what we continue to do. We continue to give birth to slaves. And we're all to blame. None of us are innocent of this. We are all to blame. And so if you can really tell a child who he is and what he represents, that'll make him always be on his P's and Q's. It'll always make him want to fight the oppressor. I'm not talking about in a means of going to war, but I mean our children are too relaxed.
That's right.
Because they have nothing to fight for. Because we buy them $250 pair of tennis shoes. We buy them $60-$70 video games that makes them immune to death in reality. And so it's nothing for a young child to pull a trigger to kill one another.
Wow. That's right.
Because he doesn't actually know who he is and what he's
That's
up
right.
against and what he has
That's
to
right.
fight for. And so we
That's
need
right.
some type of protocol in our communities. Again, I say to give the streets its rights back. And the, when I say give the streets its rights back, the rights are when I was growing up, my grandmother could leave her door open with just the screen door to let the air come in.
That's right.
You know, and we slept very comfortably because he wasn't afraid
okay.
that someone was going to break in our house and slice our throats.
Wow.
You could walk down the street in peace, but now you have
right.
drive-by shootings. Now you have
wow.
8-month-old girls being murdered.
That's right.
So the streets doesn't have any rights in our communities. You know, so now today you even see, like Biggie used to say, now the parents are even scared of us. So, and the mothers, they're outmanned. Too many single mothers are trying to raise men, which they cannot do. And we are partly to blame for that. And we have to step up, men have to step up to the plate and take responsibility
right.
for our children. You know,
right.
help our sisters out. You know, even if you and your sister don't get along, you need to go to their
That's
house,
right.
get your kid sometime, take your kid
That's
out,
right.
you know, teach your kid how to raise that kid, you know,
right.
and mothers, they got to do a better job too, because they part the blame too. And it's about decision making. It's about decision making, you know.
You
it's
know,
about decision making.
One of the things I try to do when I see black men, and I emphasize black men because I know the struggles of the black community is far greater. When I see black men with their children, I always try to say a good word to that father. You know, like, hey, man, that's a good look. I like to see that. You know what I'm saying? And they appreciate it, you know, because I try to encourage to let them know that, hey, this example that you're setting right now is something that needs to be observed more and more with consistency. So now, I know when I was growing up in Paterson, New Jersey, I don't remember a time I could even leave. I never knew a time like that. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the Jersey streets, you're from the South, right? You're from Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the things that I love, though, bro, about you is that this truth, like you just spoke very blunt and direct, and you didn't make any excuses. So now, are you still assisting and helping brothers and sisters? Like, do you still have communication with like people like the senator, Mr. Morsi?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that they like people now? Mr. Morsi was vital in my situation, but what do you think that how can you suggest to the people to approach the political arena when people like myself or others who may not be people who are into politics, you know, how can you suggest to them to address these people who are supposed to be leaders of their community and society?
Okay. This is how I see it, okay? And this is how, like I said, that first let me retract for a minute. Let me back up for a minute to a statement that you just made. That you may hear some people say they are not into politics, right?
Right.
And, it's not political. Everything that we do in this country is political. So we really don't have a choice to be into politics. When those slave ships came to Africa and brought us to America, that was political. And it's been political ever since our feet touched these soils.
Okay.
So when you hear someone say, I ain't into politics, is because they don't understand the racial dynamic that centers around them, right?
Right.
Because we are all part of a political process that even from the beginning of time that brought us over here. And so this is why you
right.
see the civil rights movement. This is why you see the Jim Crow era. This is why even today in 2021, 22, 20, our whole entire life, we have always told our people to get out and vote. Everything
right.
is political on this soil, everything. Whether you vote or whether you don't vote, it's still political.
Right.
You know, and
right.
it's always going to be political because this is how the system is set up, right? And
uh-huh.
this is a system of white supremacy. So I don't want to like dilly-dally
yeah.
around that too.
Yeah.
But
how can you give, like, what do you say to brothers and sisters who you know, they go and they vote, or they go and they don't see that their voice or their vote is being impacted, you know, or that it's bringing upon an impact. You understand what I'm saying? To the community. Like, and they're discouraged. You know, what do you suggest to them? Is there any remedies that you suggest? Is there anything that you suggest to them?
No, I do not.
And the reason
I do not, because I've had just numerous and numerous of conversations. Because when I say that we have been deceived, I truly mean that we have been deceived to kind of like to depend on our politicians to solve conditions and problems that a system
I got you. That's right.
That a system put in place for it to be that way. And so
that's
there
right.
is no politician, black nor white, that's going to save our people from the hood. It's not going to happen. Now, we have to restore some type of hope in our communities, right?
Right.
And what we have to do
right.
as a people, that we have to rid our communities of liquor stores and, you know, title loan and pay loan companies and the piranhas
yes,
in
sir.
Our communities that's preying on the poor and the disenfranchised. What we have to
yes,
do is, I
yes.
just mentioned, we have to get out there and help our single mothers who are outmanned. We have to build businesses
right.
where we can hire our youth, especially our young men that suffer from unemployment and high incarceration rates and high homicide
right.
rates, right? We got to
yes,
bring
sir.
Some type of value to our kids to respect human life because, believe
okay.
it or not, our children as well as ourselves are trapped in these communities, right? They
yes,
are trapped
sir.
In it, and they looking for a way out, and we can't provide that way out for them. Right? Let me ask you something, right? Whenever you come
yes,
to Richmond or whenever I come down to Norfolk, right, I see individuals
uh-huh.
with signs wanting money. They be at the stoplights, right?
Yeah.
Tell me how many Chinese people you see at those stoplights.
I don't see none.
I've not seen one.
Assalamu alaikum. I've not seen one.
Exactly. You know why? Because they can provide for themselves and they can provide
wow.
for their youth.
Yes.
We
yes.
can't do that.
Yes.
We are unable to do that. Right?
Yes.
So
yep.
they're not gonna have one of theirs out there begging for food. They're not gonna have
yes.
one of theirs out there begging for money. They're just not gonna do it. Right? The Jewish community
That's
they're
right.
just not gonna do it.
That's right.
Right.
You know,
it's ironic
again that if you go into my morning motivation speak today, I specifically pointed out how I recognize today, this morning when I got out, and I noticed a lot of times they got, you know, we got the Wawas out here, you know what I mean? And
yes.
every morning I go to Wawas, I see the immigrants pulling up in company. And trucks, and it don't be one truck. It be like two or three trucks, and they all get out the car, and they're all, you know, Hispanic. They all buddies, and you know. And I said to the people, I said, ain't no way in the world all them guys, who were working for that electric company, New Electricity, when they all came over here, ain't no way in the world all those guys who are working for that lawn company knew everything about lawn mowing when they first came over here. You understand what I'm saying? Or when they came to, but here it is, they take care of each other, and we seem to fail in that. I wanted to ask, and we should be examples to them, more or less them being examples to us. I wanted to ask you one more important question before we take a quick break. I wanted to ask you, because you said that you wanted to fight to bring back parole. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the debt peonage system, right? Do you think that there's ever a situation to where parole will not be existent in the sense of once you're released from prison, that you're not put upon a supervision that restrains you from progressing in life?
Do I ever think, I'm not really understanding the question, do I ever think that there'd be what?
Like, okay.
Yeah, one more time.
I could go with paroles being established to release guys, right? But once they're released, you know what I'm saying, the supervision that continuously keeps men caught up in the system with recidivism and things like, do you think that can be relinquished and enable guys to move forward? Because like myself and many other people, even though I was incarcerated illegally, I'm still let out, but I'm let out under supervision, and it hinders me from progressing. And so many of us are, you know, that's the question.
Okay, now I got you. I understand. And my answer to that is no. I don't think that because parole is designed for you to fail.
Mm-hmm. Let
me make this statement. I always make this statement, right?
Wow.
And this is what I talk about when I speak about truth, right? Neely Fuller Jr. Said this concerning if you do not understand racism, white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything else that you think you understand will only confuse you, right? And so what is happening to our people is that we don't understand that in all areas of people activity, white supremacy has already laid a system down that's going to keep us as black people in place. We are afraid to teach our children about racism. We are afraid to teach our children about white supremacy because coming up in the church, you know, we was always taught, you know, that everybody was good, make sure we get along. And I'm not saying that anything's bad. What I'm saying is there's a system in place that our kids know nothing about.
That's right.
Right? And we are a colonialized people. But what has happened in our communities is that we have become the colonizers, right? And the colonization is like when, like, let's say a nation defeats you in war. What that nation does, it begins to put its rituals and traditions on you because you were defeated and you become the slaves of that people. So what happened to our communities is that once we were colonialized, what happened is that they gave us what? They gave us their language. They gave us their religion. They gave us their holidays, Christmas, Easter, the 4th of July bull mess, Thanksgiving, all these paganistic holidays, they colonialized us. But what has happened, what do you see? You see now that we are the colonizers because we take what they've given us and we give it to our children. We still put up Christmas trees, right? We still buy them presents during Christmas. We don't tell them anything of the nature and the works of Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
It has nothing to do with it. So we have taken their customs, and we've become the colonizers of our own people. So we perpetuate that colonization by giving it to our children. And then our children grow up, and they give it to their children. Right?
Children.
So once you begin to break that cycle, that's a process, right? We have to break down cycle, right? We are not African Americans. We are American Africans. And the reason why we are in the condition that we're in is because we are afraid to take the Americanism up out of us. You know?
Wow.
It's difficult to do. You would notice that during Christmas, right? Every store you go in, they're going to be playing Christmas carols. Some we have memorized as a kid. That we may be in Walmart singing right along with the Christmas carol and don't even realize.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
subliminally, subconsciously, you've digested that throughout the years, and you don't even realize it. It's just, you know, subconsciously it resides in you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the indoctrination, right?
Wow.
And so, your office, if you work for a company, the company wants to have Christmas parties, right?
Yeah.
So, everywhere you go, they got Black Friday, you know, and
yep.
all that is to keep us colonialized, man, and to keep us slaves.
Yeah.
Mentally keep us slaves, right?
Yeah.
And so, Carl G. Wilson said, you know, that we become to the point that, you know, if there is no back door, we'll make one to make sure we can go through it. And so that's in parole. And I say all that to say this, is that we are never going to be free. And I always tell people, they say, man, you know, how does it feel to be free? I was like, I don't know what that feels like.
That's right.
I've never woke up in my life and known what it's like to be free. I'm just because I was released from prison doesn't make me free. What it does,
that's right.
it makes me a fugitive. So I live my life as a fugitive because what I know and what everybody knows is that tomorrow I could be locked up and I ain't do nothing.
That's right.
So they could take the little liberties and amenities that they have
that's
given
right.
me and just yank
that's
it away
right.
from me in the twinkling of an eye. And I could be sitting right behind bars again because George Washington, when they passed the
That's
Fugitive
right.
Act, because what happened was a few of the slaves was running away. So George
That's
Washington
right.
said, hey, listen, that's our property. I don't care where they go. That's our property. And when you go
That's
and you
right.
catch them, even though they may have migrated to a state that said they were free, no, you go and get them, and you bring them back underneath the Slave
That's
Fugitive
right.
Act, right?
That's right.
So they can
That's
do the
right.
same thing to me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? The governor
wow.
of Virginia can send some deputies out to my house and say, go get him and put him back in prison. What am I going to do?
That's right. What you going to do? That's right.
What is my family going to do?
Hey, you know, I want you to hold that gas, Pete. Cause you're sparkling right now. So I want you to hold that gas. We're gonna take a 3-minute pause, and I want you to get your breath, and then we're gonna try to see if we got some callers to call in, and see if anybody would like to ask a few questions. And like
That's
I said,
cool.
anyone on Facebook listening, please dial in to 563-999-3718. That's 563-999-3718. And push 1. Just dial 1, even after you dial. If you hit 1, we will be able to speak with you. You can ask a question. And please, we get ready to come to the segment of Free Your Thought, to where you can express something on your mind you want to get off. But come and join me and Brother Shaquille Ali. We'd like to hear from you. And any questions you'd like to ask, please feel free to ask them. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes. Jason, let us get a little 3-minute break, and then we'll return. Boy, that's fine. Boy, you sparkling, boy. They ain't ready for that. Oh, my God. Jason, can we get a break?
We on break, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting on it. He normally kicks in the music. Jason, you there, bro?
Okay.
Well, we probably done lost him. Jason. Can't have lost. Well, I don't know. We was trying to get a break. Jason, you there? We lost our producer, but we still on the show. So I don't know what could have possibly happened. Jason. Hello? Okay. Well, we're going to have to rock and sock it. So, Shaquille, if anybody would like to call in, please call in to 563-999-3718 and press 1. I don't know what happened here. Okay, we got a caller. Yes, hello? Please, hello? Are you there?
0955.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, how you doing? Who are we speaking to tonight?
This is Chanda.
Okay, excuse me? What's your name again?
This is Chanda.
Chanda. Okay.
Chanda.
How are you, man?
Chanda. I'm good. I'm Shaquille's sister.
Okay, sis. How you doing, sis? Okay, well, I'm Shaquille. Okay. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to come on because I wanted to tell y'all how proud I am of my brother and everything that he's doing. He don't like to tell the things he's doing. He wants to be modest, but Shaquille is really doing some great things, and he's always here for me. So I wanted to make sure he knew I was here for him tonight on the phone listening to his interview. And I'm going to tell you, brother, I'm going to answer that question for you. I know he ain't going to answer it. I'm going to answer that question for you about the politics and how you do. You have to run for office. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
We can't keep asking people to do things for us. We need to be in those positions. And my opinion is ex-offenders, when they get out, they are returning citizens. They need to get their rights restored, get their right back to vote, and then they need to run for their local offices first. You got to change the local level where you are so you can impact who the magistrates are and who the judges are and who the police officers are. You got to run for office. That's what happens.
So you believe that establishing men of truth in these positions would help render the situation of political conspiracy that we go through right now.
Absolutely. And black people need to stop voting blue anybody who. You got to get out of that you are giving your right arm and your firstborn to the Democrat Party.
You got to
find the person, go match your ideals until you can run. And you got to be able to work with them across the aisle and whoever. I don't care what party you belong to. All I care about is taking care of my kids and my community.
Wow.
So as long as I can get that done, I don't care what party you belong to.
Okay. Hey, look, Shaquille, it's the Charles family, right? Is this the Charles Clan coming out, bro?
Shaq got family on the call tonight. They've been texting me, so he got family on the call.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in, sis, and your words were very insightful, very heedful, and I kind of agree with you. You know, there has to be people who are for the people, pushing for the causes of the people. You understand? And I agree with you. You know, people have to stop thinking that someone is going to come along and solve the issues. I always tell people all the time that the police, they ain't here to stop violence. You understand what I'm saying? They are part of the violence. See, we ourselves... We can bring upon the changes of stopping violence in our community if we just recultivate, re-educate ourselves. You understand?
But, who does the police chief report to? The police chief reports to the mayor.
And who the mayor report to?
Okay. the mayor's going to report to the city manager, but that mayor
That's
is responsible
right.
for who that chief of police is. And so, therefore, mm-hmm. if you're not the mayor, who got the control? You letting somebody
That's
have
right.
the control of the police that ain't even for you.
That's right.
You
got to
run for
That's
office.
Right. That's right. I feel you.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel you.
I love you, big brother. I'm proud of you.
And Sister
Thank
Sandra,
you.
I hope you will continue to support Point of Impact and come and visit us, not only when your brother is on here, but any other time, okay? Because we definitely need, brothers and sisters as yourself. And I thank you so much. Whether you know it or not, you got a brother right here, okay? Your brother
All
is
right.
my brother. And anybody loving him, I love. And anybody he loved, I love. You understand?
Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
you got a brother here too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And, right. Thank you, sister. And is there anybody else that would like to call Sister Sandra? Boy, she got fired up, man. That blood runs through your. Hey, listen. She said, "I'm gonna answer that question for you." I like that. And do we have any more callers, Jay Sean? Do we have any more callers? Okay. Nice. Yes. Hello. Peace. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, peace. How you doing? Who am I speaking to tonight?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum. I know this voice. Ubeda.
Hey, you already know. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you. Alhamdulillah. Ladies and gentlemen, this young man will be hopefully joining us. Don't think he's getting away. He ain't getting away. Ubeda, good night, brother. How are you, brother? What's going on? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, man. I'm good. First and foremost, man, it's definitely an honor. It's definitely an honor to see you two brothers doing such amazing things. It's not surprising to me because, again, I was under y'all tutelage when we were actually in bondage, when we were incarcerated. So I only expected this. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen it from the beginning, so now I'm seeing it playing itself out. But I do have a question for Shaquille.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, my question is this. You spoke about so many great things, and one of the things that you spoke about is, you know, us, especially in this situation in our community, the parents and, you know, the community that we have been raised in, about the lies and pretty much everything that's going on is pretty much keeping us still in bondage. So my question is, that is so vague. What can the average family within our community do? What steps can they implement right now to help eradicate and erase and reverse some of the psychology that has been placed upon us to keep us into this bondage?
Good question, Aki. Very, very, very good question. And I believe that it's many, 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 many things that we can do. But you ever heard of this thing called critical race theory?
Alhamdulillah, of course.
Okay, all right. So, I'm not going to go into, like, everything about critical race theory, but what I'm going to say is that critical race theory has to be taught in your home,
okay.
right? Because I want you to understand something, right? And I'm going to ask you a question, Aki, is that when you speak about racism, right, what's the first thing that we think about? We think about people. We think about black mm-hmm. people, and we think about white people, right?
Right.
So, in school, when we are taught that George Washington never told a lie, right, that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, that Christopher
right.
Columbus discovered America, all the little white kids in that classroom have heroes, right?
Mm.
And so it gives them a false superiority over the black children. Because the black children, all they hear about is the white heroes, right, that they consider heroes of this country, right? So you look at critical race theory. So when the kid comes home, right, he's never told about Massa Musa, right? He's never, You know, he never talked about Benjamin Banneker, you know, or Garrett Morgan or black inventors. You know, he never taught that your people was also great. So the playing field was not level. So what happens is that our children, even as early as kindergarten, grow up in an inferior state because the holidays even recognize these white men who mostly were slave owners. So I want people to recognize this, families to recognize this. It's not about black versus white. It's about human versus livestock. So this is a human versus subhuman topic that's never discussed, even though we know that they only considered us 3/5 of humans. And so in chattel slavery, we was treated like horses and mules and cows, so we was considered like livestock. So what we have to begin to recognize is as a family unit, our kids have to grow up with their chest stuck out. See, white kids are able to come up with their chest stuck out, being proud of my people, being proud of my race of people. Everywhere you look, I got heroes, right? Wherever the black child looks, his hero is the Caucasian people. It's a psychological effect that's taking place in our communities that we haven't been able to grasp to try to get our children up out of that, right? So when you ask our son, who is your hero, what do most of them say? That's a question.
Most of our children nowadays, when you compare the heroes, they're going to compare it to somebody that's in the entertainment industry, whether it's a basketball player or a rapper or things of that nature, because that's what they see or they have been taught to idolize.
Exactly. The Michael Jordans, the LeBron James of the world, the Kobe Bryants of the world, right? This is who they're going to compare themselves to, the Jay-Z's of the world, the people that have this money. And entertainment is one of those aspects that is controlled by white supremacy, right? This is an era of people activity. Entertainment is one of those. The movies, the music industry is all ran by white supremacy, right? So what we have to begin to do as a family unit, as I said, is we have to begin to give them back their holidays, right?
Yeah.
I spoke at an event one time, and we was talking about the children, and everybody was talking about how come black people can't come together, how come black people can't be unified. We have the crab barrel theory. We always bring each other down. So I said, okay, do y'all really want unification? And everybody in the room was like, yes, that's what we need. I said, okay, I'm going to ask everybody in this room to do one thing, even though I know that it's many things we have to do as a community, but I just want everybody in this room to do one thing. And that one thing is I told them, I said, I want everybody in this room to stop celebrating Christmas.
Mm.
And they looked at me like I was crazy. Like, how in the world can we stop?
You rippled a lot of wrong feathers there, brother. They ain't trying to hear that.
That's what we have to do. So what I'm saying is, if we can't even give them back their holidays, right, that have no significant meaning to us or our children, right?
Yeah.
If we can't even do that, how do you think we're going to come together to build schools for our children, to build hospitals for our sick, to build nursing homes for our elderly? How are we ever going to come together to have our own?
That's right. We
can't even come together and say, hey, man, we're not celebrating Christmas no more. We're not going to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars every Christmas on toys and video games that are destroying our children. We have even, we have become the colonizers.
That's right.
We got 2- and 3-year-old kids I can't think what the video game is called now. Playing where they just going in and see they're killing each other, they shooting each other. I can't think what the name of it is. Grand Theft Auto. At two and three. And if you take that phone away from them, they'll damn near go crazy. At two and three. Right? So you are able, there is no interaction with our children anymore. So for a family unit, Ubeda, and you are a person I'm very proud of, right?
Yeah,
because
I see the
interaction that you have with your son. So that's what we need. We always got to have that interaction with our young men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we have daughters, we have to have interactions with our daughters to show them what a man is. So when she grows and this no good drug dealer comes in her life, she was like, oh, no, you ain't nothing like my father. Because my father told me what it was to be a man. So she's going to reject that. But if our young men at 17 and 18 is in the community killing one another, got their pants sagging, unkempt, they look dirty, they don't have no manners, right? And the girls accept that, they would accept anything. They would accept anything. And before I close, I'm gonna say this real quick, right?
Yeah.
Because I want people to understand how important this is, right? When
yes,
we talk
sir.
About politics, right? The disease of racism is in the heart, and there is no law that can change. There is no law that can change that. The hate that
that's
you
right.
see in the hearts of the people who think and act like their predecessors. Like George Washington,
that's right.
Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, Zachary Taylor, Ben Franklin, Andrew Jackson, all of these presidents were slave owners, which takes us back, to the authors of the Constitution. The Constitution says you was a slave, and the Constitution is what? It is the law of this land. So we have to change laws. What we need to change is the Constitution. Right, to say we are not slaves, right? Because the Constitution is the document that binds all black people to being no more than mere slaves because of the complexion of my skin. So when someone sees the complexion of my skin, they know two things about me off the top. One, either I'm a visitor here from another continent, but they're dark-skinned people, or I am a descendant of slaves. That's the two things I know. And the Constitution is that law that binds that. Yes, sir.
We're gonna have to pause here. You answered that question. I couldn't.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I couldn't stop you. I had to let you roll on, man, because of. I told you, man, you're sparking over here. And, Obeda, I want to tell you, brother, once again, I love you. May Allah continue to work. I see the work you're doing out. Once again, this is why this program, Point of Impact, is created, to remove the myth, of this recidivism that the average black man who comes home, if 53% return back to prison within 2 years, okay? We out here, we doing too much work, and I like to let people know we here. The truth survivors are here, and we here to let you know that we here, and we're going to bring about change in the way that we know best to bring about change, and that first starts with the condition of the heart and rectifying that affair within the heart of the people, but we got to first rectify the affair of the heart of our own, in which we are striving for to do, and it's exemplified in just what I see everybody doing yourself. I cannot wait to have you on my show, brother. You are on my itinerary list, so look for me to be calling you soon to get up here and talk to the people about the wonderful things you've been doing, brother. I want everybody to look forward to it. Like I said, we're going to be closing right now. We're going to close. But before we close, I would like anybody to call in. This is the segment where we, you know, free your thoughts. Is there anything that you would like to just get off your mind? Get off your mind, or that there's something that you had and you're feeling some kind of way about, or is it something that you just want to express in support? Please call in. We got 3 minutes, actually. We got 3 minutes. Please call in and let us hear what you have to say. Jay Sean, no, we got 5 minutes. Jay Sean, we got anybody there?
Not at this time. That's it right now. We got callers in here, but nobody pressed one. They have to press one. They want to make a statement.
Yeah. Please press one if you would like to make a statement to free your thought. Please press one, and we will definitely click you right on it. Okay. So before I go, and if you're gonna please, while I'm sitting here speaking, please press that one, and we'll pull you right in. But before I go, I just want to remind everybody. You know, the men that you're hearing from that are talking on this show are men that have endured, who have experienced what it is to be a slave in today's society. Here we go. We got somebody there. Who we got up there? Hello? Good evening. Peace. How you doing this evening?
To answer your question, she is doing extremely well.
I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Sound like a TV in the background.
You got to turn your TV down, someone. Whoever, can I hear you? What's your name?
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong. I just hear the TV. 8362, 8362.
Hello, are you there? Hello, you press one?
I guess not.
Okay, well, we're going to close him up. But once again, I wanted to say to you, you know, that the men you're hearing from and the men that you're talking to on this show are men who have experienced, you know, trauma. And from that trauma, they became strong. They became governance people of themselves, and internally they learn to, we all learn to love ourselves, and we're still striving to love ourselves and learning how to love ourselves appropriately. So please, you know what I'm saying, reach out, give us a call, talk to us about anything that you would like to talk to. You can contact me on the DM, you know what I'm saying, our messenger. I'd love to hear anything that you like to talk about, any type of subjects that you like to talk about. We're here to talk about. This is direct talk. There's no manuscript. We're not sitting here pre-planning any conversation, and no questions are pre-planned. Everything is from the heart. So please participate in any way that you would like to participate. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, you know, and talk to us about some of the issues that you would like to either address or have addressed. Because we're out here in the field, and I want people to know that I'm here in Virginia, but if you are from New Jersey, if you're from New York, if you're from Connecticut, if you're from Chicago, if you're from anywhere, and you know someone who's doing work in the community who is incarcerated and who's impacting the community, please reach out to us, all right, and let us know this individual so that we can vet them and get them on the show, okay? With that, we're going to close. Shaquille Ali, I love you, bro.
Love you, man.
And I knew you was going to bring that heat just like I used to do on the Minbar. I know some people sitting over there saying, man, that dude talking right to me. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, that's what we need to hear sometimes. I love you, and I love your family. You are someone that is dear to me. You're my brother. And thank you so much, you know, for all that you've done for me and my family. And, you know, brother, you know, we talk on a regular basis, and I'm just so proud of you, man. You know, I'm so proud of you, man. And I'm proud and honored to be, you know, someone near to you, and just to know that, you know, we walk the same yard together, same boulevard together, sat the same child all together, but guess what? Now we walk in the same streets together. You know what I mean? We out here. So, man, we're going to say goodnight. Is there any final words you want to say, Brother Skill Ali?
Yes. I encourage those of you who have loved ones that are incarcerated to please abandon judgment and commit yourself to helping them. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. We got Jay Sean, anything you want to say to the people tonight? Oh, he's closing out on me. So, Jay Sean, you good?
Yeah,
is there anything you
want to
say?
Nobody else pressed one at this time, no.
Okay, you trying to give a shout out real quick? You anything you want to say to the people?
No, I just tell everybody, I'm Jay Sean from Patterson, New Jersey. Me and Alive go way back, and I'm just telling everybody to stay safe. You know, I mean, there's a nasty virus out there, and it's hitting home. You know what I mean? And when things start hitting home, that's when you really feel it, and then when you really recognize and you know that it's real. Because the people was out here, the powers that be, they don't really even know what's going on, because one week they tell you wear a mask, the next week they tell them you get a booster shot, the next week they tell them you to give a 5-year-old a shot, the next week they tell them you to give a 16-year-old a shot, the next week they tell, so I'm telling you, they don't, the powers that be, they don't even really know what's going on, so everybody be aware, you know, and be safe out here, you know what I mean, until this is, you know, until this wicked curse passes by.
Absolutely. Alhamdulillah. And with that, y'all know what I say. Take this time to do something. Do something that's going to benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter. And do something that's going to benefit your family. Amen. And do something that's going to benefit your locality and your community. Okay? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart and guide you upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. May He guide me and you and keep us upon the straight path. Ameen. All right?
Ameen.
I love you all. Everyone be safe. Point of Impact Podcast. We closing out. Y'all know what we do. Direct talk. Yeah, keep it real, y'all. One time. Alhamdulillah. Hey, everybody be safe, okay? As-salamu alaykum.
Shout out, Young
get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend. Yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now. I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee. I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary. I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. Sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
my love.